Hello and welcome to Wise Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Brady Fitzgerald, joined as always by my co-host, Tegan.
How you guys doing?
We're doing well, Chris. I'm sure every sports fan was grasping at the jaw for NFL schedule release last night. Don't worry, we'll get to it. Best day of the year. We'll get to it, don't you worry. But we're going to start off. My Celtics have made their sixth Eastern Conference Finals in 8 years. Pretty impressive. A sadder,
but... Not really sad.
Yeah, sadder, but still impressive. Almost as impressive as them making it six times. They only made it to the finals at one time. So that is kind of strange, kind of weird. They're one for five right now.
One in four?
No, they're one in five.
Ooh. Right,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, this is their sixth.
Yes. So they'd be right? One in... Oh, yeah, yeah. So they'd be
one out of five. Yeah, one in four.
One out of five. Yeah.
Math guys.
We were both saying the same thing, just different numbers. It's the best part about math.
Yes.
Best part about math. We're a minute in, off to a great start. And first of all, the first season where they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, I don't remember who they beat, but it's rookie Jason Tatum against LeBron. Like that shouldn't even count. That should be like, all right, that was like a cherry on top.
It technically counts, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
It shouldn't count against them, I guess.
Because you didn't expect to be there, and like you knew that you weren't going to beat the Cavs. Although it went seven games. Like, once they got to game seven, and it was pretty real.
That's true. Tatum
Cavs beat him in five.
Yeah, that's true.
He dunked on him in game seven, didn't he?
Yeah, dunked on him.
I remember this game correctly.
Yeah, oh yeah. Dunked on him in game seven, gave him a little shove. Yeah, hang the van, dunked on LeBron, game seven. This is what sucks. All the haters of Jason Tatum, like, that's his biggest accomplishment. Dunked on LeBron in game seven of the finals.
Might have been.
It's not wrong, but like, come on, bro. That's the standard that he has to go to. Joel Embiid hasn't made it out of the second round, ever. Anyways.
And he didn't dunk on LeBron.
And he didn't dunk on LeBron in game seven. That's a great point. That's a great counterpoint right there, Chris. The game itself was annoying at the beginning, pretty painful. The Cavs, a lot of guys down. They played with some heart. I can't believe I said it at the beginning of the series, but this was the Marcus Morris senior game. This guy was 98% true shooting, 25 points. He couldn't miss anything. So, it was like, it is what it is. They played close at the end. They won by 15. Like, what are we going to complain about here? Yeah. Like, they ended up.
They cover? They had. Right?
I had him at 16. Oh, no. So Horford, right at the end of the game, I forget if it was Horford that took the last three or I forget who hits the last three. It might have even been Brown, but he hits a two or a three. They get up 16. I'm like, I'm sitting there with my dad because 16 was not possible the whole game. It wasn't possible.
Yeah, right.
And it literally wasn't possible until the last 2 minutes, maybe minute. And I looked at my dad and because I was like, I'm never going to bet against the Celtics. The spread is way too high. I don't think it's going to cover, but I'll put it in this parlay. I don't want to miss out in case they blow them out in game five. And I'm sitting there. I look at my dad. I go, oh, my God, I could cover. We could cover here. Like, we need one more. We just need to. They can't. They got to miss the shot. They miss the shot. They get the rebound. They get a freaking layup right at the end or a 2-point shot. Or Jesus Christ. And I lost that by 1 point, half a point. But
I didn't know what the spread was. I was not trying to.
No, it's like, okay. It's okay. It was a perfect. No, that was a perfect. It was actually good content. I thought Tatum played well again. He's been playing a little more aggressive. The issue with this team in this game was kind of. It's been the issue so the whole postseason so far. But everyone just stands around in the corner. Nobody cuts. They did this during halftime. They showed Sam Hauser. Kenny, the Jets Smith counted there. He counted 14 seconds that he was standing in the corner in one of these possessions. Just standing there.
That's kind of Sam Hauser's role, though, right? Is just to sit in the corner and then, like, as soon as someone...
It's Sam Hauser's role. It's not the rest of the team's role. Like, everyone else is watching.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's true. That's a fair point.
Just saying, like, he's not the fair guy to pick on in that situation.
That's a good point. But, like, would it kill him to cut to the basket at some point? Any of these guys, just to cut to the basket. They do this hero ball where it's like, all right, let's have Tatum dribble up the shot clock for 10 seconds. And then he's just going to shoot a three. He's not going to take anyone off the dribble. But they won the game. They won by 15. Al Horford, monster game by Big Al. He had a double-double, 15 and 22. He hit 6 three-pointers. He's the oldest player, I think, in playoff history to reach these numbers, if I'm correct.
And good for Al.
Yeah, that was great. And it was great,
and
too.
He is always due for a couple of those games throughout the span of the playoffs.
Oh, he is. He's, remember in Milwaukee, he had the one game when they went to 7 against Milwaukee in the second round, like 2 years ago. We watched it together. And Al was just daddy and Giannis.
Yeah. Not missed.
But the... Yeah, and this was really good for Al Horford because I was shitting on him in the first quarter. I was like, he's taking way too many threes. Like, what's he doing here? We should put in Tillman. He looks old. He looks
slow.
Yeah,
you were saying
they
should
there.
Put in Tillman last pod too.
Not necessarily over Horford, but Tillman should get some minutes. Like, he did trade for him. But I'll eat my word. I'm happy to eat my words when it comes to the Celtics.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because
the problem is you'll have, like, the next Al game, he'll put up like 2 points on 1 of 9 shooting, and
yeah,
like, oh, this Joker off the floor, he's too old.
Yeah. But it was a great game for him. Yeah, I was happy for him. I'm happy they're back in the Eastern Conference Finals, of course. They should it's same story as the rest of the time. They should take care of business. You know, the Knicks are gonna be tough though. They're gonna win 2 games if they play the Knicks.
Yep.
At least 2.
Pacers could win 2 games.
No.
Okay.
No.
Pacers failure.
No, yeah. Pacers can't win 2 games. The Knicks definitely can. I'll give them that credit. We were completely wrong about the Knicks Pacers that last episode. As right as we were about the Nuggets.
We were wrong about a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we were right about the Nuggets. We were wrong about the Mavs.
We were wrong about the Mavs, and we were wrong about the...
hey, no. I picked the Knicks to win that game.
Did you? I know I didn't. I picked the Pacers. I know that.
Yeah.
I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah, I picked the Knicks.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
You were wrong.
I was wrong. Dead wrong. They looked abysmal. We'll get to that in a second. I want to talk about the Cavs real quick. The Cavs, it came after all these teams lose. It's like a hit piece comes out on them afterwards. It's like, oh, here's all the things that are terrible in their organization. I thought they're like talking about. Yeah, it's just like, oh, you guys lost.
Final whistle blows.
Yeah, exactly. Literally, right when it drops, that's what it seemed like. All these articles came out the second the whistle blew. They didn't even have the score update from this last game. They were just, like, ready in case they lost. I don't think they should fire the coach. I didn't realize Bickerstaff had been there for so long, but...
Why did they fire the coach?
That's what I'm saying. The coach did nothing wrong here. It's not his fault his best 4 players weren't playing in Game 5.
Mobley apparently did not draft it by...
Oh, you're cutting in and out real quick.
Why is this stuff coming out? You have me?
Yeah, I got you now, I think.
All right, I see my video connected thing is blinking red.
All right, I think you're back now. You're up to speed, I think.
Okay, great.
All right.
Let me stop Wi-Fi with the Phillies.
There you go. I think what I left this game with is they should just re-sign Mitchell and get rid of Garland. If Garland wants out, just get him out of here. Like, he's clearly worse than Mitchell is. And Mitchell's a proven...
Yeah, do you think Mitchell wants to stay? Like, what if they just lost everybody?
Everyone just, like, I want out of here. Every single person. I think, like, Mitch could want to leave. He could opt out. And then what? He's going to go sign with the Pistons? He's going to go sign with Orlando? Like, he's not going to... All these teams with cap space aren't a better situation than him and Mobley. is what I'm thinking.
Yes. I guess, yeah. I don't think it's more about that. It's more about, like, living in Cleveland. I mean, I could be wrong about that, but...
That's true. None of the good destinations, though, have cap space. Utah and Cleveland. You know? Like, it would have to be a trade. It'd have to be
Orlando, I mean.
I guess you could talk yourself into Orlando. It's not like the
tax, right?
Yeah.
Income tax?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. But if you're the Cavs, I would do everything in my power to convince Mitchell to stay, convince him you could win with Mobley and no Allen and no Garland. And if you upgrade the forward spots afterwards, you got a complete team right there. LeBron was courtside last game. Let's get him. Let's get him his son.
Bronny.
Yeah, we'll get him his son, D. Mitch, and Mobley. That's a championship team right there. Let's go. Run it. Probably Bronny in the G League, but, you know.
Still... All right, speaking of Bronny, I heard Woj say the other day that he doesn't think that whatever team drafts Bronny is going to do it just because of to get LeBron. That's full of shit, right? Like, he's just not that good.
I'm saying he won't
be, but there's no way.
He was saying, like, a team would want him. Well, this was on Part of My Take, right? Because I listened to that interview. That was good.
Yeah.
He was saying, I'm pretty sure he was saying that LeBron doesn't necessarily need to jump ship to that team, but.
Right. Yeah, he said LeBron, all signs point to LeBron staying in LA.
Yeah, and he
wants. If the team were to draft Bronny, it would just be because. Him. Yeah, no way.
Yeah, I mean, it's. No, yeah, I don't. That's cap. That's got to be a Woj, like, cover up because. Yes. If you're a team in the second round, especially if you're a contender and you have a second round pick that has, you know, if you're Philly, you have some cap space. If you're any of these contending teams, I would just take him in the second round and be like, hey, LeBron, like, come on. Like you could, especially in the East, like, LeBron, you could win here. You could waltz right in back into the finals. You could go right back there. Take a pay cut, play with D. Mitch. You could play with Mobley.
Play in the Garden in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The Knicks.
Not on the Knicks.
The Knicks. Like... No, the Knicks just take him second round. Get rid of Randall. That's a look. We got a spot right for you, LeBron. LeBron couldn't play for Thibodeau though. I know we're talking offseason right now, but no way he could play for Thibodeau.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, I got that.
Would be fired within like 30 seconds.
Oh yeah, Thibodeau would be out of there. They'd have to get a puppet.
Sign LeBron James.
Yeah, they'd have to get a puppet.
Tom Thibodeau.
And J.J. Redick is now the new
Utah
coach.
Jazz.
Yeah.
J.J. Redick.
So did you see the report, too, that the teammates were mad that Jared Allen didn't get some German injection into his ribs so he could play in Game 7? Or Game 5? Like, come on.
I did not see that.
Like, come on. I wouldn't do that. Like, I know it's a basketball game, and you're a professional basketball player, and you want to do everything that you can to win. But I've caught it with Allen here. Like, I don't want to inject my stuff with this just so we can lose to the Celtics in Game 5 with or without me there.
Man's refusal to have an injection to numb the pain.
Yeah, like, come on now. Like, dude, my ribs are still broken here. Like, I don't want to be playing on that, no matter if I can feel the pain or not. Like, I don't want to be playing on that. Especially when you're facing that you're going to be watch like if Allen played, they would have been what minus 13 instead of minus 16 underdogs. Like, come on. There's no way I'm getting some random foreign injection.
I think that factors into the decision. He's just like, whatever.
Like, I would. Yeah.
Series anyway.
That exactly. I think that 1,000% affected the decision. Like, why should I
think it was game six of the finals
or game seven of this series? Play. Like, if this was game seven,
yeah, that's
probably
right.
Play. Or game six at home.
Even if it was game six at home. Yeah,
there we go. I just thought, honestly, even though it was a close game for 3.5 quarters, I thought it was a good game for the Celtics. Who would have expected Marcus Morris to not miss? He missed one shot.
Give you flashbacks to Caleb Martin?
It didn't even give me flashbacks to Caleb Martin. It just gave me flashbacks to talking about Marcus Morris on the podcast. It was just like, holy crap, like this guy, like especially when they were tied, like he would hit a shot and they'd be up. I was like, you gotta be shitting me, like this guy. Like this, we joked about this guy being on this team on the pod. But
I remember like the exact quote was like, Marcus Morris is on a playoff roster.
Yes.
He's getting
yes,
minutes.
Yes.
In the playoffs.
Yep. And then he drops 25 with missing one shot. Great. Good for Marcus. Good for Marcus. Who's signing the max seriously. Extension to Marcus? All right. I think we did too much on this game. Let's go to Mavericks. Mavericks OKC. This game was pretty fun. I thought it was a pretty good game. Luka, his lobs are just freaking magical. He had a lob at I wrote it down. There's 5 minutes left. Wrong one. 9 minutes left in the half. And he steps one step out of his, like, they get the ball, they inbound it. He takes one step past the three-point line on the other side of the court and then lobs it to Lively.
Yeah.
It's like a 75, like, that's 75% of the court. And he perfectly throws it. It was insane. I remember watching that. And I was just like, there's no way that just happened. Like, that is a lot. Shea is the only comfortable person.
Magical is a perfect word to describe it.
Yeah, it is magical. It was absolutely magical. And like Luka himself was finally, it seemed like he was himself. It seemed like he was back.
Yep. He looked a lot better.
Yep.
Are we just going to do this the whole play, like as long as they're in it, where it's like one game we're like, oh, like, I don't know, the knee and the ankle. And the next game is like, oh, Luka, like, he's the greatest player in the world right now.
Well, when they start the game and TNT puts up a graphic that's like, his left knee is sore. His right knee is sore. His ribs are broken. His left arm is busted too. It's like, maybe we will do this all game because like it's all the playoffs. The key for this game, I think, was that this was when OKC felt the youngest. This game right here, They just didn't feel prepared. The fact that Chet got blocked by Derrick Jones late in the fourth, just absolutely blew my mind. Like Derrick Jones can block. Like Chet is, if you think anyone in the league can't have his shot blocked, it'd be Wemby and Chet and like Kevin Durant. And the fact that Derrick Jones Jr. was able to block his shot, I was just.
Derrick Jones Jr. can jump.
He can jump. Yeah, he can jump out of the court.
In all fairness.
Wasn't he?
Also, we were speaking of Derrick. Sorry, were you?
I was going to say, wasn't he a dunk contest winner? Derrick Jones Jr.
Was he? I don't know.
All right, but what were you saying?
Anyway, we were talking last episode about how they needed like one of these other guys to step up and get 19 from Derrick Jones Jr. Like that's exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah,
somebody other than PJ, who's been the second fiddle really. And we didn't get like the huge Kyrie game or anything, but they go like the team goes when Luka goes, and you just need one other person to step up, and it really is that easy, I think. And it also does help that like OKC does feel like they're pissing down their legs at points during these games.
We were talking about how they were great at like they were fearsome on rebounding a couple games ago, and they just did they couldn't get a rebound to save their lives.
Got smoked.
Yeah, they got smoked on the boards. 46-33 rebounds. And at some point, I think it was like 23-5 rebounds. And their defense is putting these guys in positions where they aren't comfortable. They can't get a shot off when they felt like all season they've been able to get a shot off. And down the stretch, it's like, hey Shea, you do your thing, and we're gonna try our best to do our thing. I wrote down when they were making it close.
I mean, that works if it's a close game. If it's a 3-point game, you're like, hey, take it from here. 8 minutes left. But they were never that close.
Yeah, and they... So I wrote down 7 minutes left in the game. It's 89-74. Chet dunks, Dort 3, J-Dub lay. Mavs get a free throw. And then all of a sudden, it's 90-81. But after that, they had another dunk by Chet. Chet was dunking all over the place. 93-84. But then after that, Chet's three gets blocked, and it all goes downhill from there. They I, like the fact that I thought it was impressive, even in late, Chet didn't have a good game, but he was the man down late, surprisingly. And Shea just couldn't get his shots off. He got blocked right at the end by Luka, and that was it. It was cooked. But I think this was a must win game for OKC. Now it's going back to Dallas, and I know Dallas has not been the best at home. I don't think the home field advantage for Dallas matters, but I did feel like the OKC crowd mattered, and they completely.
It is a difference. Like, even if they haven't put up amazing, like, I think they're probably 500 at home this playoff so far, right? Or maybe like they closed out the 3-2.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But like, it still does matter.
Mm-hmm. And as we said last game, Thunder stole that last game at home from the Mavs, or last game in Dallas, and had no business stealing that game. They had all the momentum. They didn't get to carry that over. They started out hot, but didn't end up hot. I blame PJ Washington's poor performance off my FanDuel account. He's had 20, I think, every game this playoffs, or every game this series, and I bet him to get 20, and he got 10 points. He had like 2 at half, and I was like, dude, you gotta be shitting me. Like, this is just gonna happen every game.
You've not had a good week, have you?
No, the only bet I've won since I've been back in Maryland where gambling is legal was my girl Asia Wilson. I took a profit boost too. So I just had her over. I just made my I made $10 off of a $5 bet. But a win's a win.
That's right.
All right. Pacers Knicks, real quick, before we'll preview Wolves Nuggets real quick and then go to the NFL schedule for drop. This team is just I didn't realize how special this team was. I'm late to the game. I'm definitely late to the game. Everyone knows, but like brunch
with the Knicks.
Yeah, with the Knicks. Like, I was just like, they're outmanned. They're just gonna be gassed. Like, it's and but yep. they're a special.
Count them out.
Yeah, you can't count them out. And Brunson is just amazing, man. That guy can do everything.
I saw the Cowherd take that was like, yeah, he's scoring 44 points, but it's all against bad defense.
That was like evil. That was an evil take. Like, not even a hater take at this point. That's like an evil take.
Yeah.
That was mean.
Like, nobody in the world dislikes Brunson. You're like, these 40-point games are not that impressive. Like, all right.
And
there's plenty that you can pick on this team about. And that's not one of them.
No. To be fair, I mean, the Pacers don't play defense, but that's not on it's not on Brunson, you know? He's still got to score 44 points.
And he was doing it the last series, too.
Yeah, yeah, he's doing it against the Sixers, so, like, that was a terrible take. But the Knicks bench showed up. I mean, Josh Hart played out of his mind again. Hartenstein had 17 rebounds.
Boy, Alec Burks,
yeah, 18 points. Even Miles McBride started. He had 17 points. And Hartenstein was just all over the place. That dude was blocking everyone.
If you take away, like, if Brunson has, like, less than 40 points, then Hartenstein is the hero of this game.
Yeah.
It is, like, it's so annoying, I feel like, to play against the Knicks because in a series because you know that at least one or two of the games, they're just going to outwork you.
Yep.
And that's how they're going to beat you.
Oh, and that's how they're going to beat the Celtics twice.
It's going to happen to the Celtics.
Yeah, it's going to, they're going to
be. You're going to have a game like this where Hartenstein has 25 rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, they should have just tried harder.
Yeah, and Josh Hart has 11. Josh Hart at one point,
I don't know if I wrote
down. Josh Hart was, like, minus money to be the leading rebounder in the game. Isn't that insane?
That is insane.
It's like 6'5".
I didn't write down the time of when it happened, but at one point, oh yeah, I did. End of the third. They double Brunson. They finally start doubling Brunson, and he passes it out. He passes it out to Hart, who breaks a three, and then Hart just runs in and grabs his own board and then puts it up for a layup. That is a perfect representation of this team. It's like, you can guard, you can double Brunson if you want. He's going to pass it out to one of his other guys who's either going to hit the shot or get the rebound and just get a layup eventually.
It's like the guy who's, like, really annoying to play 21 against. It's like always botching out.
Yep. Yeah, Josh Hart would be the worst player to play pickup with. You would not want to play pickup with him. Because he would be on the ground. He'd put you on the ground. Be like, dude, it's not that serious. He'd be like, I'm just trying to play here. Just trying to play here. And he would dog everyone there. Miles Turner, at like two different sections of the game, just hits like 3 three-pointers in a row, really tried to keep him in it. But every time the Pacers went on an offensive run, their defense just never showed up. And they end up losing by 30. This seems like it's done. Do we think we see seven?
Long week. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I trust the Knicks to win on the road in this series.
Yeah, not a road team hasn't won yet. That's a good point. Maybe, like, it's funny. If you're the Knicks, it's like, do we just do a game three or a game four and just get blown out? Just rest everybody. Yeah, get ready for game seven.
Play the long game.
Yeah, play the long game. Play the Mecca. That's what you need to play.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I think if we see the Pacers go on a run early tomorrow, like really early, it's like, you know, 20-point run or whatever. Then it's like, all right, we'll do the game four. But if the Knicks are in it, like, of course they're gonna battle their heart out.
Yeah.
I would like to see it go seven. I'd like to see Halliburton get his lick back here. He played terribly. So I would like to see something better from the Pacers here.
I think they do take game six.
Go seven. I like it. I like the prediction. All right. Then we have, I guess we'll just preview real quick because we already talked about. Did we? No, we didn't talk about. We need to talk about Jokic scoring 40. Just masterclass by Jokic. And, you know, when you have Gordon, Jamal, Caldwell Pope, all of them having 15 plus points, and Jokic has 40.
They're literally unstoppable.
Yeah, you're not winning.
That's one of those. That was like the game where it was like, throw your hands up. What do we do?
Mm-hmm.
There's no possible way we can win this.
And I bet Anthony Edwards over, but I should have predicted that this was, you know, he had his 44 point game. They still lose. I think they're just running out of steam here. They're running out of options.
And I think playing without Mike Conley definitely hurt him more than maybe we talked about.
Yeah,
that primary ball.
They should have him back for tonight. Yeah, tonight, 8:30. Only one game tonight. That's sad. I always love those double games. I love them. Like, I know people complain that it goes late, and as someone who now has to get up in the morning for work, it is annoying that it's late.
It does go late.
They do go very late. But there's some about just watching basketball at like 11:45 p.m. It's just like, oh, love it. Mm-hmm. We still got a whole another quarter to go.
Yeah. Lights are out, all cozy.
Yeah. You're just snuggled up in bed, watching some basketball.
Yeah.
But I think this is where the Nuggets have figured it out. They figured it out. I think Mike Conley will help the Timberwolves. They are at home. That should help a little bit too. But it seems like one of those situations where they not only did they figure it out, but they figured out, like, they figured this is the team to beat the Nuggets. They were built to beat the Nuggets. And then this is like the flaw in the Death Star. Like we talked about with Spheres last pod. There's one flaw, and it's when Rudy Gobert is right on.
I got Rudy.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Give me Rudy, and we'll take the rest. And it's funny. It's
crazy how it's like he's Defensive Player of the Year, and then it's not necessarily his fault, but like they have figured out a very easy way to go at him.
I gotta make that clear. It's not his fault. Like, he plays good defense on Jokic, and it just doesn't matter. Like, it really doesn't matter whatsoever. Did you see Draymond's quote? He was all over TNT these past two games or past 2 days, and he was saying to the guys, he was like, Rudy Gobert speaking his foreign language, saying we, but it. He goes, but you need to make a stop. And I was like, oh, that is brutal. Like, that's just not even fair.
Tough, though, to put a guy on Jokic and say, you slow him down.
Like, yeah.
How?
Yeah, that, and they've tried like the double where you have Rudy as the free safety in the back, but then Jokic just finds the open man, and if Jamal Murray's hitting shots,
it's Jaden McDaniels had a quote after the game that's like, I mean, honestly, we try to just play him one on one because if everybody else is beating us too, then like there's nothing we can do. But when he scores, like, and he can, you're basically screwed. You really just have to bank on him having an off night.
And he's like elevating his bag, as people call it. He has so many tricks and so many shots that he can make that nobody else in this league can make, besides probably Victor Wembanyama in a couple years. But
in a couple years,
he's doing hook shots. He's doing lefty hooks. He's doing it from all over the court. It was a phenomenal game from him. 13 assists, too, 7 rebounds. This was a vintage Jokic game, reminding everyone that he deserved, and I guess he did it when they beat the Timberwolves twice in a row, now 3 times, but he's really proven the doubters wrong, saying he deserves these MVPs, which he rightfully does.
Yeah. And reminding people that they're the best team in the league.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least in the West. You don't have to have that debate yet, but.
Yeah, I guess we'll
like, there's a reason why everyone was just chalking them into the finals. And then we do this all the time. We talk about the recency bias. And like after 2 games, it's like, oh, like Nuggets, the dynasty's already over.
Like, yeah, are they a disappointment?
They're going to be suing the Bucks from like only get 1 ring. Like, all right, let's remember that when the playoffs started, it was Nuggets and Celtics and no one had any other opinions.
Yeah, and everyone else. Yeah. And it's funny because that's what it seems like it could be going to. I really want it Nuggets. I really want it to be Nuggets Mavericks because I think if anyone has a shot of doing it, it's someone as special as Luka, and he'll match the specialness hopefully of LeBron or of Jokic. Jeez. That was LeBron for a second.
Got Bron on your brain.
Yeah, I do have Bron on my brain. But tonight, of course, must win game for the Timberwolves facing elimination at home. Hopefully could they get Mike Conley back. Let's have this one go 7. If any of them are going to go 7, let's have this one go 7.
Yeah. This would be great.
Give it for the people.
And they expected to play. So,
and if they went 4 in a row on this Timberwolves team, it's going to be a complete 180 of what we talked about when they were up 2-0.
Oh yeah, we'll just restate everything we said about the Gobert trade.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh, it's no, no, no. We were right about
yeah, yeah. The Gobert trade that was almost the funniest part about this past 2 weeks, where it's like the Gobert trade got stomped on when they were 2-0, and then now it's like the Gobert trade back to being trash, like can't play in the playoffs. But exciting games tonight and tomorrow. We're excited to break them down afterwards. Let's move on though. The NFL schedule release.
Hell of the ball.
Yeah. How did you like your team schedule?
They have to travel the least miles in the NFL.
I saw that.
That's worth. And I like the week 14 bye. So right off the bat. 2 dubs. Only have 2 primetime games, I think. There's like a Monday nighter in Cincinnati and then a Thursday nighter in Philly. That's good. Don't want any primetime until they're decent, which who knows. But yeah, other than that, it's fine, I guess. They get to play the Bears at home, which is cool because it'll be Caleb versus Ben Daniels 1 and 2.
That's funny. So Caleb Williams will play all the quarterbacks. Taken behind, or at least the top 3 quarterbacks.
Arthy twice.
Yeah, they'll play. Play JJ twice. We'll see if he plays Bo Nix, but I don't remember. I don't know the Bears' schedule off the top of my head. But the Pats' schedule, I was looking at theirs. It's freaking brutal. It starts off with Cincinnati at Cincinnati. The only thing that's nice about that is Cincinnati starts slow. So that's nice.
Yes, they do. I think we get them week 3 on Monday night.
That's a good one, too.
Like, it's the first game that Burrow throws for like 600 yards.
Oh yeah, maybe that's not a good one. But I guess that's the best spot you want the Bengals, because they never start out hot.
Yeah.
Then we play the Seattle in Gillette, which luckily I guess it's a positive that it's in Gillette, but not the best still. I think their team's going to be better.
Is Drake May going to be playing these games, or are these Jacoby Brissett games?
I hope they're Brissett games. I expect them to be Brissett games. Then, so we go Seattle. Then we play you guys at the Commanders. Nope, that's preseason. I'm looking at it wrong. My bad.
Yeah,
we play at the, then we play at the Jets, at the Niners, Dolphins at home, Texans at home, London Jags, Jets. I mean, first easy game is London. Yeah, I know. Why are we getting foreign games? But
and also, you don't have easy games.
No, our only easy game is maybe the Titans.
You don't have easy games.
Well, we are officially None underdogs of in every are game. Easy. We're underdogs in every game. We play at the Bears.
I wonder if the Commanders are.
Dude, there's no breaks in the schedule. It's like we don't even get like, and I guess we're probably one of the worst teams, but like we don't even get like a Panthers to play. We don't get the Giants to play. We don't get any of these other bum teams. I don't know when the first win is. I don't know. I feel like we could take the Jaguars in London.
Oh, wow. We opened up as +4 against the Bucks week 1. That's not bad at all.
That's not shabby. Colts at home might be an easy game. Richardson by week 13 might be, you know, in a hospital.
Here we go. So they're favored. We're favored against the Giants. This is ridiculous. This is a whole nother level of schedule. Favored against the Panthers. I think that's it. Oh no, favorite against the Titans. All right, so we have 3 games where we're favorites.
Yeah, Pats have none. Not a one.
How are the Cowboys only -5.5 in Dallas?
That's a weird line.
I might take that. I wish I could take that right now. It's week 18.
Maybe that's why. Maybe they're like, who knows? Like 12. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. I don't know why it exists.
Yeah, why do they even make lines for these games back here? But
no idea.
If Drake May plays, I would hope it's after the week 14 bye. So we have the same bye week. That's cool.
Okay. Yeah, 14 is a good bye week.
It is until you play London in the middle. You play London week 7. Like that's.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. But I don't know. There's like four. There's maybe 4 wins on here. At the best bet, it's going to be a long year.
There's a one of the Commanders podcasts was like they're predicting to win like 7 to 10 games. Like, what are we doing here, guys? We just went 4-13.
Yeah, the fourth place schedule,
a little bit realistic.
Fourth place schedule did not help the Pats whatsoever.
Let's see. That the Commanders, because they were fourth place, I'm going to do this on the fly. They get to play the Cardinals and the Panthers and Titans and the Bears, I guess. Bears finished last in that division? I guess they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're like the Panthers. Panthers, Titans, and Cardinals is nice. Although the Cardinals might be decent. Never know.
Yeah, I kind of like seeing the Cardinals late, too. Get some Call of Duty into Kyler. They always collapse late in the season. It's better than having them early.
Yeah, that's true. We get them week 4.
Ooh. Wait, Call of Duty comes out. Yeah. Wait, when is that? Do you know what the date is for that game?
No idea.
Because the new Call of Duty comes out like October 20th something. September 29th, you're screwed. It's not even on his mind yet. Yeah, you're cooked.
That is the day.
That's when it comes out.
Even 29?
September 29th.
That's when they play at Arizona. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. That's I just looked that up. The Call of Duty is like October.
It won't be
Call of Duty's like October something. Yeah, it's like October 20 something.
Oh, it must have not been.
So yeah, you're pre Call of Duty. That's not a good sign.
Damn. No, that's not. That's tough.
Let's get to the full schedule.
With Ganon.
You ready to talk about the full schedule? I think we did too much.
Yep, I'm ready.
We start off
already season. Done too much.
Yeah, no, we've done way too much.
We're not ready for this.
No,
you thought that was too much. Get ready for the next 45 minutes.
Yeah, buckle up, buddy. I want to see if we have any comments. Two rookie coaches. Oh, yeah, with both. Okay. Anyways, Ravens at Chiefs, week one, first game of the season. Excellent game to start out the season. AFC Championship rematch. This should be a lot of fun in Kansas City. This one of the best games to start out. Yeah, I always like taking the at team in the Super Bowl champs return. It's always a fun bet there. I like the Ravens here too.
Oh, they might be favored even.
No way.
I remember when the Bills Rams played opening night. And the Bills were favored in LA. I remember we were like, oh, I have the Rams underdogs at home. And then they got beat by like 20.
Yeah, I do remember that. Remember that a lot. But no way. Nah. They're not. The Chiefs are the poster boy.
It doesn't matter.
They're not putting the Chiefs underdogs. The NFL decides, let's screw everyone's week. And you guys we're going to have a Friday game in Brazil. Packers at Eagles.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this.
I don't know either. I think it's the NFL this season specifically has decided we're just going to be the most money hungry organization of all time.
Yeah, we'll get to it. But the Christmas on Wednesday is outrageous.
The Christmas game that are on Netflix, exclusively on Netflix.
That's right.
This first game is exclusively on Netflix, Peacock. So. The second game of the season is exclusively on Peacock. So if you don't have Peacock, have fun on Stream East. What I don't understand,
80% of Philadelphia.
If
you're really confused,
if Peacock is like the NBC, it's like the NBC channel, right? Like that's like their streaming service. Why can't they just put it on NBC as well?
The more people sign up for Peacock.
Well, yeah, I get it. I understand it.
But and then they don't cancel.
Yeah, or they forget about it. And yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Other week one games that I like. I'm looking at it literally right
Texans
now.
Texans Colts is a great game. That's Anthony Richardson again.
Yeah, Richardson versus
How many people
Stroud.
Are going to forget that he even exists?
Hopefully our whole fantasy league does. That's what I hope. But that is a great, great week one game. Other than that, I mean, there's... I don't know. The Cowboys-Browns, apparently it's going to be Tom Brady's first calling of a game, so we'll see how he does. The primetime games are good, though. We got the Rams at the Lions. Matthew Stafford.
Lions win. It's huge.
Yeah, they're coming back. That's another playoff rematch. And then Jets at Niners. They put Aaron Rodgers back on Monday. Yeah.
That was so mean. Yeah. Why did they have to do that?
And they have...
They also have like a billion primetime games.
And they have Leonard Floyd is on the Niners now, who tore Aaron Rodgers' Achilles. Very mean, but very fun game. It will also, like that, the first four players are going to be the most watched. Let's see if Rodgers can last. See if he can last four plays.
Can he last? Can he break his record?
Yeah, exactly.
Aaron Rodgers' other Achilles has the chance to do the funniest thing ever.
And it really does.
Shame.
It would be, if you're a Jets fan, that would be just absolutely brutal. But
yeah, I mean, like, you don't reach for injuries.
No, it would be a shame. All right, let's just chug this along. We got 17 to go through. Week two, another good Thursday game. 18. So that's good. Oh, 18. Jesus Christ. Bills at Dolphins. Divisional game. Should be a good one. Tua, Josh Allen. We'll see on primetime how the Diggs trade affects the Bills. And we'll see how the Dolphins have held up with their offseason transactions. God, this
Bears Texans Sunday night. Ooh.
I like that.
I love that.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Give me some Caleb early.
Kirk Cousins at the Eagles Monday too. Not bad. Ooh. Bengals Chiefs week two. Like that.
This is a fire week.
Even Rams Cardinals sneaky.
Niners Vikings is a good game.
Niners Vikings good game.
Rams Cardinals is never bad.
Hey, Tampa Bay Lions, that's a playoff rematch, right?
Yeah, it's another rematch.
Yeah, and then everything, but those are good games. Colts Packers. Let's just ride the Colts here. Let's say Anthony Richardson survives. That should be a fun game. Yeah, this is a good week. This is a good week too here.
Oh, and it's gone.
I haven't even looked.
On to week three.
Yep. What's the Thursday?
Thursday night game.
Oh my god. What? See, this is mean. They put this here so the
Drake May's Patriots at Aaron Rodgers Jets.
Jacoby Brissett's Patriots at Aaron Rodgers Jets. There, it's going to be, if this is the first time the Jets, actually no, I guess the Jets beat the Pats last year. So the streaks, all right, I don't have to worry about the streak being broken. Never mind. I thought it was going to be broken on Thursday Night Football. It'd be this big deal until Sunday, even though the Pats are terrible and I would hate it. Texans at Vikings though, makes up for it. Bears at Colts. Let's keep rock. I'm liking this Colts team.
Just every week.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Hey, Richardson versus Caleb. I like that, though.
Oh, then we get Ravens, Cowboys, Niners, Rams, Chiefs, Falcons. Chiefs, Falcons could be all right. These are the later games are good. Some of these early games.
Yeah, just wait till you get to Monday night.
Oh, God. Oh, a doubleheader. Doubleheader of
guard. It's the wise primetime week.
That's a terrible week.
Commanders, Bengals, Monday night. Jags, Bills, I feel like. I don't know why that doesn't do it for me, but it doesn't.
I'm kind of out on the Jags. I was just about to say. I'm out
on the Jags, too. Yeah.
Like I don't like what they did with their wide receivers. They're just kind of middling for me. They're not very exciting. Commanders, I mean, there's a chance. If this is what's nice about this, though, is if Jaden Daniels looks good the first 2 weeks, this will be a good primetime game.
That's true, yeah.
So if the Commanders are frisky, maybe the Bengals are 0-2. Maybe there's a chance. You can take them. Yeah. All right. Let's see. I can't wait until the fall. I mean, I guess the Thursday night fall off did happen pretty quickly, but at least it's a divisional game.
It's divisional game means nothing. That doesn't mean it's a good game. It just means it might be a close game.
This one's
and then we have to watch the freaking Giants.
Giants on prime time. Did you see their uniforms? We'll talk about the uniforms when we do our uniform
breakdown.
Oh,
I did. I almost just texted you, and I was like, "I'm podcasting like an hour."
That's where we're gonna see them first. It's gonna be on that. It's gonna be so ugly. They're gonna get stomped by 400 against the Cowboys, and the uniforms are only gonna
make
it
worse.
This
might be the only game I root for the Cowboys all year.
Oh, this is gonna be
because they'll be in those dumbass uniforms.
Yeah, it's gonna be bad. Rams Bears, Caleb Williams. I'm throwing in the Anthony Richardson spot. Vikings Packers should be all right.
I'm already on the Vikings for that game. It'll be like 0.5 underdogs.
Then there's some Chiefs Chargers maybe. But then like. Yeah, what's the Sunday night game?
Eagles?
Bills? Hey, Bills, Ravens. That's a good Sunday night game. Seahawks.
Just
kind of
sick of the Bills, though.
Oh, they're kind of sick of them now. You're sick of them now. Get ready. They're going to be all over the place. I think the Ravens. I hope the Ravens blow them out in this game, honestly. Like, just completely torch them. Titans Dolphins is Monday night. Didn't we have this Monday night last year?
Yeah, we did. And it was awesome.
It was awesome.
They're just like, all right, we'll do it again.
It was awesome. Hopefully that was because Levis. Was that the game where Levis threw like for four touchdowns and they lost by like one score?
They ended up winning that game.
I don't remember. I remember the end. Yeah, conversion that's in there. The end was crazy. That's all I remember. Seahawks Lions should be all right. Hopefully the Titans Dolphins.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, Seahawks Lions should be fun.
Though. Definitely a fun one. That's a good doubleheader. I like that doubleheader.
Seahawks Lions, that's supported. One of those games where like the Seahawks, we know anything can happen.
That's just over.
Yeah. And the Lions, we know, or at least in past years, have not been able to play defense.
I think the Seahawks beat them like 45-38 last year. Yes. Crazy like that.
Yeah.
So I remember beating the Lions in that game. like a moron.
Oh, dude, another divisional game that's kind of poopy. Bucks Falcons.
That one's okay. I'll take Falcons Bucks. I don't like. There's a lot of Atlanta primetime already, though, and it's like,
yeah,
Kirk Cousins really the guy that we're playing in primetime.
Do people forget he can't play in primetime?
Well, and he's like, he's not exciting. No, this Atlanta team is the least exciting team ever.
They are. I think
decent. They'll be like 9-8, 10-7.
I think they're one of the most overrated teams ever. Like,
gotta be.
Kirk Cousins, first of all, is coming off Achilles. You always want him the year after the year. So he's probably going to have a pretty down year. He's also Kirk Cousins. He's not anything flashy or exciting. And, like, I mean, come on now. Kirk Cousins is going to be, he's going to end up looking like every other Atlanta Falcons quarterback that we've seen since Matt Ryan's MVP. Like, that's my prediction here. And that, maybe I'm wrong, but, like, it's not like they have Justin Jefferson where he can just say, F it. He's down there somewhere. And he chucks it out. They got Drake London, who's going to be covered like the whole time.
I thought you liked Drake London. No.
No, I don't mind him. I don't mind him. I don't mind Drake.
This also will be, we'll know about Baker at this point in the year, I feel like.
Yeah.
Where it's like, was last year for real, or is that just a weird Baker year?
That's a good point. We'll know which side of the Baker we're getting. Maybe this is where we get the doubted Baker, and maybe he comes out and lights Atlanta on fire.
That's true, maybe.
Ravens at Bengals is a pretty good game this week. Bills at Texans.
Yep, always
solid,
good.
Solid game. Browns Commanders could be fun. Let's not discredit the Commanders here. This could be week five of Jaden McDaniels lighting it up. Who knows?
Of course, yeah. That defense. I'm pre-horrified. I hate that game's at FedEx.
Yo, that's a Jake Daniels injury waiting to happen.
About that game.
That's a Miles Garrett landing on his leg.
She plays Sam Hartman that week.
Hartman, a lot of hype about Hartman.
Yeah, they just cut Fromm.
Yeah. Whoa.
For Hartman.
Shocked.
Took a spot.
Packers Rams. Yeah,
I like that. I wish that was at Lambeau though. I just like the optics at Lambeau better.
I wish that was Giants prime
Seahawks
time too.
Could be weird. That seems like a Daniel Jones go off game.
The believers did, or the doubters didn't believe in me game. Daniel Jones.
Yep.
But this is why I made $40 million, Daniel Jones. I like it. Yes. Cowboys.
Hurts his neck next week.
Cowboys at Steelers.
That was a good enough, like, we had 4 weeks with no Steelers in prime time. I'll take that. Usually it's already way too much. And the Steelers might be interesting. Like, if Fields is in, even Russ, it's like, I probably won't have watched much of the Steelers at this point.
That's true. And they,
I'm okay with that.
They drafted Roman Wilson, who's going to be the next all-pro wide receiver for the Steelers. I think the Steelers could be a little fun.
Also, Cowboys at the Steelers under the lights at Heinz Field.
Oh, the NFL could. The NFL could not pass that up. Yeah, they could not pass that up. But
take that.
All right, then let's switch it with the Monday night game because nobody wants to see the Saints in primetime. I don't care if they're at Arrowhead. Nobody wants to see them. Let's get ready for Derek Carr 116 yard game.
Yeah, I don't want to see that either.
Can't wait for the QB rankings. I'm gonna make him lower than like Bryce Young.
I'm so excited for football. Excited. We're already doing this. This is how they get you though.
Oh yeah, they play into buffoons just like us. Like we are playing right into their game. Yep. let's keep this train going. What do we got here?
Seahawks Thursday night. Love it.
That is great. That's a Thursday night game.
I will never turn down a Niners Seahawks Thursday night game.
That's a real Thursday night game there.
Yep.
Also
out of the Beltway this week.
Ooh.
Anders at Ravens.
That's good. Also I was gonna say right before we move on from Niners Seahawks, could be the best uniform matchup of the year right here. Seahawks throwbacks, Niners away throwbacks. Give it to
me. Yeah, just don't give me the don't freaking ruin it with the neon green.
Oh, come on.
Give me the throwbacks.
You know you want the silver helmets.
Need that.
Silver helmets versus gold helmets. That would be huge. Oh, it'd be so good. All right, what else we got? Battle of the Beltway. I like it.
Caleb crosses the sea. Shit. London gets to see Caleb Williams.
Nobody cares about that game. Dude, I'm so out on the Jags. I think the Bears blow them out in this. Like, I'm out. I'm so out on the Jags. Or the Jags.
In London?
In London. I don't care.
Know about that. I care about London.
This week's poopy. They tricked me with the primetime game. They tricked me with the Thursday game. This week sucks.
Bengals Giants.
Yeah, holy Bengals crap. Giants is Sunday night football.
Why are the Giants hosting a Sunday night game and then the Bills again?
Within three weeks.
I'm tired of the Jets and the Bills.
Yeah, the Jets and Bills can they get off my screen. The Giants have now three primetime games in 2 weeks? Why do they do this?
It has to be illegal, right?
I hope they wear the
bylaws against this.
I hope they wear the stupid uniforms again.
Oh, and I hope they just get the piss beat. And Burrow like breaks the first 8 touchdowns.
Yeah, yeah. He should break every record against this stupid team. Watch the Giants like at this point, it's like they're 6-0 coming into the Bengals or 5-0 coming into the Bengals.
Brian Burns has like 12 sacks already.
Dude, and then oh my god, Broncos Saints. What is this, Sean Payton's revenge game? Who gives a flying crap, bro? This team sucks.
You move on we're to gonna watch, 7 already?
Dude, this is my this primetime game is gonna be my hell. It's Bo Nix versus Derek Carr. I can't get worse than this. This is my top tier of my quarterback hatred is in this game right here. Which is funny, with my Lord and Savior as a backup. Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, that's right. Well, maybe he'll get in.
Let's do it. If he's in prime time, I'm locking it. Yeah, I'm locking into this game. Then we see if Patriots got to go to London to see the Jags. I hope we blow them out in London.
Dolphins Colts.
I'm so tired of this London shit. Get the Jags.
Ooh, why do they make Panthers Commanders a 4 o'clock game? It's a bold move.
You know why? Because the Chiefs Niners start 20 minutes later. They're like, nobody's going to be watching this game. It's not going to matter. That's why the Raiders are there,
CBS
too.
Yeah, CBS kind of got... Look at that.
Yeah, they got hoed.
Hey,
Vikings-Lions, that's a good game. I'll give them that. Colts-Dolphins could be fun. Still the Colts back in there.
Yep.
Bucks-Ravens could be interesting.
Chargers-Bengals?
Chargers-Cardinals.
Seahawks-Falcons? This is a good week.
Dude, Chargers Cardinals on ESPN Plus, they expect zero people to watch that game. They expect not a soul. Yeah, not a damn soul is going to be watching that game. Like, who's going to be like, I got to buy ESPN Plus. We can't miss Chargers Cardinals Monday night.
It's going to end at 12:30.
Yeah, that's a terrible.
Can't wait to get 5 hours of sleep.
That's terrible. What other games were you throwing out there?
Browns Bengals.
Yeah. I like
good one. So Titans Packers, this week is loaded.
Are you on the NFL website looking at all this?
Yeah.
You see the Browns, how their new logo is matching their new uniforms, which has the white thing on it.
The white face mask.
Did they have to do, like, I understand it has to match the uniforms because like that's the helmets that they wear, but it looks very weird here. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's only because it's on a white background, but still. I'm not
yes. I wouldn't have even noticed it if you didn't say it.
Fair enough. Seahawks Falcons could be fun, and same. I feel like Titans Bills could be fun.
Like, yep.
We got a couple weeks of Levis.
Yeah.
Ooh, Texans Packers. That's that would be good too. We get a couple weeks of Levis.
That's the thing about the Titans game. Depending on how Levis.
Yeah, yeah. Their offense could be really fun, depending on what Levis looks like.
Or really not fun.
Yeah, or really really terrible. All right, week 8. What do we got here? Vikings Rams. I'll take it. I'll take Vikings Rams.
Yeah,
that's a good game.
That's a win.
Yeah, definitely that's a win.
Ravens Browns. Hell yeah. Colts Texans.
Yeah.
Come on, give it to me. Titans Lions could be fun. I kind of like the Titans as road dogs in that game.
Titans back to back weeks. Are we gonna take them? Might have to.
And Williams for
I was gonna say Bears Commanders is not something to sleep on.
Eagles at Seahawks, Eagles at Bengals, man.
Yeah, Eagles, Bengals is good. All right,
we got back to week, back-to-back solid weeks.
Yeah, that's a solid week. Cowboys Niners primetime. I'll take it. That's another one. They couldn't miss. They couldn't miss that one.
Monday.
Yeah, Monday's try.
Oh, such a good week. That's just ruined.
Dude, that is a skip. I'm not even like that is a skip. That is a damn skip. Because even if
I'm counting the Giants, this is the third time.
Yeah, in like 4 weeks. Yeah, in like 4 weeks.
Is people out of their minds?
And I think what this like, is the third time we see the Steelers too.
Yeah, but at least the Steelers are the Steelers, and there's like something going on there. I don't know if he's gonna play quarterback.
It's funny. It's funny though. The Steelers
love watching Fields.
The Steelers though, if they keep Russ and they look bad and they keep starting Russ, this is gonna be one of the it's gonna be a rough game. It's a skip. This is a skip.
This is gonna be like the good bad game.
Could bad.
The Steelers are gonna beat them like 12-10.
Yeah.
Last set.
Well, it's like there's
drive.
Yeah, they have some like great defensive stops and like it's a great defensive bat, but it's like it's the defense is really just Daniel Jones and Russ throwing picks. Yeah. All right, Bucks Chiefs next.
I sold myself on that game.
Texans Jets, I'll take. That's a solid.
Yep. Solid as long game. As Rodgers is still out there.
Yeah.
I guess that's a contingent for a lot of these games.
Cowboys Falcons, solid. Dolphins Bills, solid. Chargers Browns could be fun. I don't know what the Chargers are going to look like. I have no
idea. I see that matchup, and I just think of when the Browns were 0-15 and the Chargers missed the field goal. And
well, RG3 got them a dub.
Yeah, on like Christmas Eve or something.
Yeah. Colts Vikings could be feisty.
There we go.
Bears Cardinals, I'll take. Colts teams. I'll take that.
Lions Packers at Lambeau.
Seahawks.
That's a loaded 4 o'clock slate.
Yeah. Sunday night's good. You know what? I'll take it. I think it's a solid game. And then Monday night's good. I'll take Monday night too. As long as Baker's okay at this point.
It's Bucks Chiefs. We should probably say with the games.
Sorry.
If you're not following along with us.
Yeah, these people not on the website shocking, with us. But... Yeah. They're so lost. They don't know what's going on. I bet if Ethan's watching, he's fine.
Eagles for Sunday night.
Ethan's already studied this. Yeah, he's studied this roster up and down, or this schedule up and down. He knows what's going on. Thursday night, another good one. Bengals Ravens.
Oh, we're gonna move on.
Oh yeah, well, we just kind of
the page takes a while to move weeks. So I like if I get caught behind, I'm kind of screwed for a couple minutes.
Yeah, the page does take a second because then it has to load a video at the bottom. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, then it always does. Yours like keep skipping down to the video, and you have to scroll back up.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Panthers, Vikings.
Yeah,
Panthers
Ravens. That's a great thing.
Panthers Giants is the. This is such an FU to Germany. What an FU to Germany! Have fun watching this game.
Yeah, you thought you were done paying off your debts from World War II?
Yeah, this is it. One last reprimission.
Here's the Giants and Panthers.
America, baby.
We'll burn a boot in your ass.
Hey, I haven't said it once yet, so this could be a fun Pats game. Pats Bears. Maybe it's Drake May. Maybe it's Drake May versus
DC.
Versus Williams. That would be cool. I'm already betting the Colts in this game. Colts Bills. Already betting the Colts. Jags Vikings they could be interesting. What do we got? Buccaneers 49ers, two playoff teams. That couldn't be too bad.
Commander Steelers. The thought of all the Steeler fans.
Just taking over Lambeau. Or not Lambeau.
FedEx. Really uncomfortable. Yeah. That's gonna be a bad look.
The primetime, the Eagles Cowboys is good. Lions Texans is great, and Rams Dolphins is great. This is a good week for primetime.
Yeah, Lions Texans. That's a. If we said like 4 years ago that there was a Sunday night game, the Lions and the Texans, like they lost their minds.
Yeah, they'd be like, "This is the worst."
I like that though. I like when we get to see new teams.
Oh yeah, and it's funny too. There's. Like the fact that the Pats are going to be one of the worst teams in the league is Yeah. It's not good for me and my love, but it's good. It's like it's a good sign for the league, I guess, that other teams are advancing.
Yeah.
To these heights. Yep. And Dolphins Rams too. That should be fun. That should be a shootout.
Good. A lot of Rams.
A lot of Rams. We're chugging along through this though.
It's okay though.
I'm moving on to 11. Commanders. Yep, uh-oh. Prime time on Thursday. We both get a divisional rival on a Thursday night, which we'll probably lose.
But they're going to lose.
Yeah.
Packers Bears, there we go. First time of the year, right?
Yeah, Packers Bears. Ravens Steelers, always a good one.
Yep.
Ooh, and a Seahawks Niners.
Chiefs Bills.
This is a good week.
Of course they're gonna shove that Chiefs Bills. Ooh, Colts Jets on Sunday night.
I like that.
That's spicy.
I don't care with that.
Texas on Monday night too.
Underdog game of the week. Bengals Chargers. That's a good game. That's a sneaky good game.
Like the Chargers beating the Bengals.
No. I'm just saying. I like underdog. Underdog as in compared to all these other behemoths of a game. Like you got Chiefs Bills. Yeah. Got the cool Sunday night.
Yeah.
Seahawks.
I like Vikings Titans too.
Yeah, that should be fun
for the Vikings. But
that should be fun. This is a good week. Solid week. Rams Pats. Should be a little bit interesting. Raiders Dolphins, you get Christian Wilkins coming back to the Dolphins. There's a lot of good storylines here in this game.
That's an amazing story.
I'm trying to give the Raiders some love here. We haven't mentioned their name once.
Christian Wilkins coming. Yeah, not mentioned. I mean, I guess that's true. Like, I haven't been thinking about Gardner Minshew playing quarterback. That's worth something.
Yeah. It's worth something for like three quarters.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's until the fourth quarter, then it's fine.
But we shouldn't just be like sweeping them aside like we do with the Panthers. We haven't talked about the Panthers much other than the game they went to.
We won't be talking about the Panthers. Let's just throw that out there. I promise you right now, there's not gonna be a good game where we're like, man, I can't wait to see them Panthers. And I'm sorry, Panthers fans, but there's a reason why you have no primetime games.
Oh, they know. They know.
And I'd love to be proven wrong, but I probably won't be.
I guess. I don't have to play the Chiefs this week.
Yeah.
I foresee that ending poorly for them.
Oh, Browns Steelers on Thursday night.
You never know.
Give me Browns Steelers Thursday night once a year. Just because of the Myles Garrett, Mason Rudolph.
Throw back.
Yeah, just give me that.
That image of Mason Rudolph without the face mask on his helmet. All-timer.
Or the picture of him getting slammed on with his own helmet. Another great one.
After he allegedly called Myles Garrett the N-word. Still haven't heard the audio.
How is that not proven?
Definitely have it.
The NFL has hit that one. They've hit that one. Vikings, Bears.
That means he did or didn't.
What?
That means, well, never mind.
No, I think he did say they hit it. And I
think he said it?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, there's got to be a little thing that you can say on a football
field. The nerve, though.
I know. That's what I was going to say. There's got to be little things that you could say on a football field that indicates that the other player takes off their helmet and smashes it against your head. And I think that one thing is probably the N-word. It's like, what else are you going to say? Like, you can't, like, people shit talk on the football field all the time. Like, there's nothing else that you could have said to possibly make him that angry.
Possibly said that with, like look at the rest of your team.
It's Mason Rudolph, man.
This is like a 4-year.
Yeah, I don't know what. But hey,
I feel like you didn't get all the takes out.
some guy sees this game. He's like, you know, maybe. No, I'm just kidding. All right, let's move on before we get ourselves canceled. Titans, Texans could be fun. Colts, give me the Lions. Colts, that's going to be a lot of points right there. Colts, Lions.
Yeah,
that'll be fun. Cowboys, Commander? Maybe? Nope. Niners, Packers, good. Playoff rematch again. Like that.
Yep, I like that.
I even like Cardinals, Seahawks.
Cardinals, Seahawks.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Primetime's not bad either. Chargers, Ravens, Chargers going to be a blowout. That's a Ravens blowout.
Probably, yeah.
And
Eagles-Rams, though.
Yeah, Eagles-Rams should be fun. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Why did they put Sunday night and Monday night? It's a bird team at LA. I wonder if that's ever happened before.
Probably not.
Look at that. History in the making. I bet no other pod has ever... I bet no other pod has said that. I gotta say, I bet no other pod has mentioned that two bird teams are going to LA in week 12 on the primetime games.
It has happened before. It's like, yeah, well.
My mind got melted because I saw the next week there's three Thursday games, but then I realized it's Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving, yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. The Giants again.
Give
the Cowboys a decent team?
That is true. Let's get the Cowboys a decent team. But that's a perfect nap spot. They get
to play the Redskins every other year. Yes, yeah.
It's a perfect nap spot. The NFL graciously gave us two good games and one stinker to let us take some naps. Honestly, we should be thanking them.
That's fair.
Because we'll get to sleep through it. The Black Friday game stinks.
Raiders Chiefs. Remember though, Minshew. In Kansas City. Raiders always beat them once.
Yeah, that's true. They beat them once. And they did it last year in Kansas City.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. You sold me. You sold me. All right. What else we got here? This week, Seahawks,
Cardinals,
Jets,
Vikings.
Cardinals, Vikings. Titans, Commanders should be close. Mm-hmm. You guys are favorites.
Oh, Eagles at Ravens.
That's good.
Niners, Bills. All right. Decent.
Eagles at Ravens,
that's
Niners, Bills.
A strong finish.
Besides Monday.
Monday's tough.
Monday's tough.
Yeah, Monday's tough. A lot of orange.
Too much orange.
Too much Bo Nix.
It's way too much.
And whoever is going to be playing quarterback for the Browns at that point in the season.
Yeah, you know it won't be Deshaun.
That's the other thing. Like, we don't know.
Yeah, half these guys. Yeah, that's the other thing. Which is funny when you look back at it. Like, I wanted to go back, honestly, and listen to our best game. Because last year we had it way more organized. We had best games of the week already laid out. Yeah. Remember we had the whole Word document? We didn't do that this year.
Yeah, that was too much. This is way better.
Hi, Gigi. I don't know how she opened the door. What's up? All right, let's keep it going. You can't distract me here, G. Packers, Lions, Thursday night. That's a good game. Dolphins, Jets. Love that.
Yeah, okay. Falcons, Vikings, Kirk Cousins returns.
Yeah.
They didn't give that a prime time?
Yeah, that should be prime time. If we're gonna shoehorn the Falcons into all these prime time games, that's
gotta
be.
I feel like the Falcons got like three at the beginning of the season and now it's just none, which I'm okay with. Because we'll be sick of them.
Yeah, because they'll probably be,
Be pretty mid. Then we'll just stop talking about them.
Like we usually do. Yeah. Ooh, Bills Rams. That's a good game. Seahawks Cardinals should be fun. Bears Niners could be interesting.
Bears at Niners. I feel like the Niners might murder them.
Dude, but what if like Caleb Williams is the real deal and they put everything around him and like what if this is like a what week is this?
It is late this season. So we're gonna know some things.
Oh yeah. Like what if this is like a 9-3 Bears team going against an undefeated Niners team?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Sharks. I think they should have replaced.
Bengals Cowboys Monday is fire.
That's a good game. That's a good uniform game. Two solid uniforms. They should flip Bears Niners with Chiefs Chargers. I know they want the Chiefs.
We don't know. We don't know what the Bears are going to look like.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I'm already selling myself on the 9-3 Bears here. All right, what else we got? Niners, Rams. That's a great Thursday night game. I really need to know, is anyone, like, listening to this? I hope you enjoy it, because I'm enjoying going through this. I'm enjoying going through it, but I hope
this is fun. I'm getting so excited about football.
Yeah, this is just
game. We should do it for the NBA schedule next year.
Yeah, let's go every week. Talk about every best games. Browns, Chiefs every should be night. Fun at Cleveland, which should be good. Texans Dolphins should be fun. Titans Bengals, all right. Lions Bills, that's pretty good.
Bills, yeah.
Steelers Eagles, yeah. I mean, that's a good one just because
Packers Seahawks on Sunday night. Not bad. Yeah,
that'll be interesting.
We just have a random Monday night doubleheader again. Hi again, Kirk Cousins.
What?
And the Bears Vikings.
Bears Vikings, great. Yeah, I love Bears Vikings.
Obviously.
Bears Vikings was a doubleheader. Wait. Wasn't Bears Vikings doubleheader Monday night randomly in December last year? Wasn't it like almost New Year's? It was like almost New Year's, and it was like Bears Vikings.
2 years ago, I remember them playing on Monday night because I remember having the Bears.
Wasn't it Josh Dobbs just got traded there? And like, oh, Josh Dobbs. And then they got wrecked by the Bears.
Wait.
Yeah, they got stumped. They got stumped by the Bears.
But Dobbs had like a really good couple weeks.
Yeah, for the Cardinals. I don't remember. No, but
good
I could
games in Minnesota. Okay, let me.
You look that up. I'll keep reading off some things here.
Yeah, I know. I don't.
Falcons Raiders.
Oh wait, Bears 12, Vikings 10. Yeah, Dobbs threw four picks. Yeah, right. That's what it was. Okay. That's what it was. That was end of November.
Okay. So, but I guess who knows if that was a doubleheader, but. Let's just keep plugging along. We're almost there. We're at the home stretch here. We're hour 15 in. We're at the home stretch. We're getting a little loopy.
Division races are on.
Yeah. Division race is on. Browns at Bengals. Like that a lot. We have some Saturday games. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Ooh.
No, you're good. Keep going.
Saturday, no first week, no college football, and they give us Texans, Chiefs, and Steelers, Ravens. Bless up.
Ooh.
That is a fantastic slate on game, Saturday. Though. Yeah, no night game. That is definitely, that's weird that one of these two teams, or one of these games is a night game. But two fantastic games. Those are great. Yep. Bears-Lions. Rams-Jets, if the Jets are still looking good. Niners-Dolphins. That's about it.
Vikings-Seahawks.
Oh, yeah, Vikings-Seahawks. Yeah, that's good. That's a good find. I don't like the prime time games.
I don't know. Bucks at Cowboys. I don't know how I feel about that on Sunday.
No, I don't like it either.
Here's Jags. Could be fun. Talk about the Jags at all.
You're talking about how we're both out on them. It's a fat hit.
Yes.
Saints Packers, maybe. Maybe. Maybe Rattler's in.
Oh, you can't. Yeah. All right.
There you go.
Yeah, you can't just start talking yourself on the Saints.
Oh, no. Only if Rattler's
the one Saints hater in the world.
It's funny. The Saints have one job to do, and it's bench Derek Carr, and they can have a lifelong friend. Yeah. They can have a lifelong friend. the Netflix games on Christmas. I've already moved on, sorry.
Yeah, here's where it gets wacky.
So they have the Netflix Christmas games. Then they have an Amazon Prime game right after that. Then we have the college football playoffs. And then we have the Sunday games on the 29th, and then a Monday game. Okay. And then there's...
We don't need NFL on Christmas. It was okay without it. Didn't need that.
And what an F you to the NBA. Like, this is like...
I mean, they probably saw like the ratings going up.
Oh, and, of course they went up.
Let's just remind them.
No, they saw that... It worked so that they beat the NBA last year, and they're like, "Ah, let's just screw you guys. Like, let's just do this every year."
Muscle.
And they have this is an empire. They have the ability to do it, but it's taken. Like, come on, you're right. We don't need it on Christmas. But we're getting some good games here. We're getting Chiefs Steelers. That should be fun. Hopefully, the Steelers aren't dead in the water at this point, and it's a close game. Maybe even a Fields game.
Awesome.
Ravens Texans, another playoff rematch.
Yep,
should be fun. Them. Thursday night is good too. Bears Seahawks should be fun.
Yeah, we're on a roll in this week.
Yeah,
Packers Vikings Jets Bills.
Yeah, this week's good.
Cowboys Eagles. Where is my team? Oh, there's games not scheduled.
Yeah. I was gonna say there's five games that aren't scheduled.
All the shitters.
Yeah, they're like, we'll see if these guys are doing anything.
Like, who cares?
Yeah, these are bye weeks for the Bengals and maybe the Colts. That's about it.
We'll put you guys Rams at the same time as the college football playoff just to see where people's loyalties lie.
It's funny because they'll really probably beat them.
Stress test.
Oh, just like they'll just.
Oh, they probably would.
Yeah, but
if they just threw up Chargers Patriots.
Oh yeah, over a college football game, definitely people are gonna be watching that. This is actually a great week structured wise by the NFL. They got all the good games already scheduled, and then the shitters are just waiting to be 1 o'clock. Wherever. Yeah, it's waiting to be 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Yep. They'll throw at least two of them at four.
Yeah, yeah.
Rams Cardinals someone... has to be a
four. Yeah, yeah, that's gotta be
one. Else they would put that.
Yeah, they actually that physically can't be a 1 o'clock game.
Yes. Who they think they're fooling there.
All right. Let's
made it.
None of them are scheduled yet. Which is smart. You know, they want to have all the divisional games. They're all divisional games pretty much. Yeah, no, they are. They're all divisional games.
Why would they not put Eagles Cowboys week 18 just in case it'd be for the division? Like Vikings Lions should be against Packers. I'm trying to think if there's other weird ones. I feel like it should be Texans Colts. Well, maybe Jags. I don't know. That division's weird.
Yeah, they should be putting the front runners up against
Falcons
each other.
Bucks.
Yeah, they should be putting the
49ers Cardinals. What are we doing there?
Great points, Chris. Great points. Kind of a dud. Like, thank you. You got Browns Ravens. That's a good one. That could be for the division.
Yep.
But that again, that could be the Bengals. That could easily should have been the Bengals.
It could be. But those, yeah, I have no gripes about that one.
Yeah, I agree. Seahawks Rams.
Eagles,
I think it's solid.
Eagles Cowboys make no sense. Yeah.
Yeah, and then
I guess never mind the Niners Cardinals because the Niners could be up enough anyway.
That's like, Bills, I think that's what they're thinking.
Well, but Dolphins Jets, I don't know.
Dolphins Jets should be good because that could be either for second place wild card or even first place, honestly.
Yeah.
Bengals Steelers should be decent. Maybe the Bengals are fighting for the division. The rest are
Steelers fighting to go 9-8.
Yeah, yeah, this is the 9-8 game. They're definitely going to be 8-8 coming in this game. There's no doubt about
legacy,
it.
Legacy game for Mike
with a wild card spot in the line, and they're going to get it. And it's just like, yep. Nobody's going to want to see them in the playoffs. It's funny. There's the team that nobody wants to see in the playoffs, and then there's the team that nobody wants to watch in the playoffs.
Right. Yeah.
And the Steelers are...
Yeah, like the Rams, the team that no one wanted to see.
Yes, yes.
The Steelers were the team that no one wanted to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both, well, I guess the Rams did lose, but it was a close game. And turns out that Steelers-Bills game was not very good.
No.
Fuck it.
All right. That does it. What a wrap on the NFL season. It seems like we just relived the whole, it's like we just lived the whole season.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, this was great.
He's your Super Bowl champ.
We'll get there soon.
I didn't know when to say this, but I dreamed last night that the Giants beat the Commanders in the NFC Championship. I was there, and I was depressed for like a week. Then I was like, they made it, though, so I don't know. Like, and then I was like, seriously, I was like walking to work, and I was like, if I could sign up for that, would I take it? Like,
no,
I might
no,
hate the Giants
no,
enough
no.
where I don't want to see them in the Super Bowl. Like, they would make the Commanders would be the NFC Championship.
But you're losing to your...
I think they won 13 games.
Yeah, but I think in my dreams they won. Were they hosting it?
I think they did. I think they
were they hosting it?
Yes, I was there.
Yeah, I mean, all right, so you would... Are you saying right now you'd sign up for 13 wins and a loss at home to the Giants? What if the Giants are wearing those uniforms?
Absolutely not.
I'm out.
Changes everything. But I would have to take that, right? Like, I haven't seen 11 wins in my life.
That's true. I would take
13,
that.
I can't even imagine.
That. Especially if it's
and
Drew Locke.
I would be foolish not to. As much as I hate the Giants.
Especially if it's Drew Locke, not Daniel Jones. Like, if Drew Locke beats you, you could live with it. I feel like. Daniel Jones, I don't think you could live with it.
Yes, yeah.
Maybe Tom, maybe DeVito?
They win 13 games. The playoff game. And who knows, in this dream, I might have also attended the first playoff game.
And watch them win. Oh.
Yeah.
Because they get the bye. They won 13 games, so they got the bye.
Yes, they won 13 games.
Oh, you better keep sleeping. Because you're not going to see 13 wins for another couple of years now.
If I ever see 13 wins, I'll be pleased. More than pleased. Not the right word to use there.
All right, let's wrap this up. We're way too deep. We're deep in our own barrel. We just did like almost an hour on just that schedule.
I looked at the time and we stopped the NBA stuff and I was like, all right.
We stopped at like 40 minutes.
Here we go.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed. I hope the schedule thing on Twitter works out. We're going to try to get that up Monday again. We're going to have the YouTube of the top five. I want it done by this weekend. So look for that on YouTube if you didn't watch the top five from last episode. Thank you all for listening. And we'll see everyone on Tuesday.